Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but got you on the phone lines and Evan on the board. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation, share your tangent. As Mark alluded to earlier in the show, Mark from Priority Stack, there was a search warrant implemented against the former president down in Florida yesterday. Kind of taking the internet by storm. I think it would have been interesting had Trump had access to his Twitter account last night.
It's funny because the original reporter, you know, sort of quote-unquote breaks the story.
Hey, I've
got reports that the FBI's raided Mar-a-Lago, but I'm not a good enough reporter to confirm this.
Yeah.
And then he puts out a statement. Trump puts out a statement confirming it. It was beautiful.
Support local journalism. That's all I have to say about that.
True.
Because that reporter definitely broke the story. And he was very... That's modesty that you don't see everywhere. You don't see it where he's just like, please somebody else come in here and
to get it blown up, you know, that
right, well,
not be true.
Yeah, I mean, that and just getting it out there, though. I mean, I can't imagine it would have gotten swept under the rug. Like, this would have broke regardless at some point yesterday. This wasn't going to be a well-kept secret.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. And also, for anybody that's like, again, bemoaning the fact that the former guy's house, because that's where he lives, it's his house, it's his residence, the fact that this search warrant was probably the most airtight, sealed, double, triple, quadruple checked document that I could imagine the FBI has used in a very long time. And also, there were a bunch of conservative pundits yesterday being like, I'm gonna have an earful for the whoever appointed the director of the FBI.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Christopher Wray was appointed by former President Donald Trump.
Sorry to break it to you.
Weird, interesting fact, and I have to I got to slowly or very quickly verify it. I still have to go through and double check. But I believe, and it was a fact that was thrown out there, it kind of like caught me off guard. There's never been no director of the FBI has ever been appointed by a Democrat.
Really?
Which I find, the quick search that I did was like just the most recent couple FBI directors, all appointed by Republican presidents. So I'd have to go a little bit farther back to confirm that no Democratic president has ever appointed a director to the FBI, but initial search results yielded that fact to be mostly true. So I have to confirm it, but I saw that yesterday as well, just people upset about Director Wray, and it's like, hate to break it to you guys, the former president was the one that talked about it. But not only did this raid happen yesterday, in the last, which is breaking late earlier today, these last 24 hours have been really bad for the former guy. Headline over at Reuters, U.S. House panel has right to see Trump tax records, court rules. So a U.S. House of Representatives committee has the right to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns. A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday rejecting his claims that the request was invalid because it was politically motivated. So not only has there been a search warrant implemented in Florida at his Mar-a-Lago residence, we're also finding out that the U.S. House of Representatives has got the green light from a district court, and I have a feeling this will get appealed, and it will probably go before the Supreme Court, and then it's to be determined, because there are partisan activists on the U.S. Supreme Court, but we'll find out. Seems like, though, for a moment, until it gets appealed, U.S. House Committee might have a chance at the tax records that we've been waiting for years as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. We're broadcasting on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Devil Radio is here in Madison, sorry. In on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. You can join the show at 844-967-2789. We only got a couple of minutes here left in the show, but we got a couple of callers I want to get to. Up first this afternoon, we got Chris in Chainesville. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know I've been listening to you guys for about a year. I appreciate everything that you guys do. I'm heading out to vote right now. Very quick, and I know it wasn't the last topic, but this, the education budget and the teachers, I can tell you right now, knowing and being married to a teacher, we need to speak out a lot more about that because they're so short on their staff right now. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You, appreciate your call, Chris. And we've only been doing the show for about a year. So the fact that you've been listening for about a year means you've been listening to the show since we've been doing it. So I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, Madison alone, there was reports this week that the Madison Metropolitan School District is going to be about 141 teachers short for what the district needs ahead of this upcoming school year. And so it's definitely a bind that not just larger districts like Madison and Milwaukee are going to see themselves in. This is going to be a bind that districts across the state are facing. And a lot of it does have to do with fiscal problems, because if you don't have it in the budget to be able to hire more people, you can't hire more people. But if your funding doesn't come from the state like it should, and costs are rising on everything else, including staffing, if you don't receive more aid, you're going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. You're going to have to make even tougher budgetary decisions that are going to either include further cuts, which will lead to further shortages, or you're going to have to make the cuts somewhere else. And to be having to make those decisions while Republicans in the legislature are sitting on a $3.8 billion surplus has got to be insulting. There's no other way to describe that. It is insulting because you are facing that problem and Republicans are like, nah, we rather play politics than be able to deliver to our school districts here in Wisconsin. So appreciate your call, Chris.
And there's a sinister mission at the end of it. It's not just about being obstinate. It's
no, they want to deliver that $3.8 billion in tax cuts.
That's right.
They're saying, no, we're going to play politics. We're going to put this up to chance. And what we're going to do, if we win, we're going to cut taxes to our donors and the richest Wisconsinites. If we lose, maybe we'll come to the negotiating table, probably in bad faith, but we'll come to the negotiating table and maybe the local school districts will get a little sum of that $3.8 billion. Got enough, just a minute here left in the show, enough time for our friend Joe in Madison. Joe, quickly, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to reiterate and have you reiterate that how long it has been that the Republican-led state legislature has not been in session. They are described as full-time employees. They make a base salary of about $53,000 a year. What are you doing during that time? I mean, constituent concerns, that's one thing, but man, oh man, where are they? And what is not getting done in this state that could be getting done with that pile of money or just people sitting it down and trying to work on the problems, such as education, that are affecting the state?
Oh yeah, Joe, appreciate the call. Sorry to cut you there short. Yeah, we're about 5 to 6 months into that 10-month paid vacation that Republican legislators are taking here in Wisconsin. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then. Go and vote!